Kinchas ben Allah ben Aaron Hakayin Heishim is Chamos and Abin Yisrael ben Kamesh Kinnasim Pesaychem Lochein Emar Lohin and Inas Lohin Prisi Shalom Ois Aloy Achra Priskun Asaylom Tachas Asher Kine Lelikov Oichap Rol ben Yisrael Kinchas ben Allah ben Aaron Hakayin that this mice of Kanayim Pagim by killed Zimri Cosby in Lochein and Merloi, what does he get in exchange for that, in return for that? Brisi Shalom, and Vahoysaloi Brisi, Akunas Oilam. Tachas, again it says, because Tachas Asherkine Lelikot. Right? So, Vahoy, it appears, and it has to be, that there's a Midah Kenegid Midah over here. What Pinchas did, the Midah Kenegid Midah for what he did was what he got. So now let's look at it. What he did was kill two people. Right? What he got was Brisi Shalom. What he did, or Bris Kuhuna Sailo. Right? Okay. And it has to be a Midah Kenegid Midah. And if in Seichel, it has to be a Midah Kenegid Midah. In addition, the Balaturim says, Tachas Asher Kinei Lelikov. The Balaturim Tachas is Begematria Midah B'Midah. So, Mefurish that we're dealing over here with a Midah Kenegid Midah. What's the Midah Kenegid Midah? In order to understand the Midah Kenegid Midah properly, we have to understand the Din of Kanei Pagim Be properly. The Din of Kanei Pagim Be, as you know, is halacha v'emayim. Okay, if a guy comes and asks, should I or shouldn't I, you tell him no. Right? It's all emayim. You don't, it's halacha v'emayim. Okay. Now, let's be magdir what that means. Now, that's pashut. You have to say that at the end of the day, if you're allowed with the din of chanayim pagim, with this halacha v'emayim, to kill the guy, right? So the guy deserves an einish, because if the guy doesn't deserve to die, so then that. Put that aside. But even so, it's much different than any other chiyuv misa that a person gets. I think that the straight way, the glatter way to understand it is as follows. You have a chiyuv of dalet misas bezdin. When you have dalet misas bezdin, so bezdin paskins, right? Bezdin paskins on the guy, he was eretzeach, he was mechal, whatever it was, he was mechal Shabbos. He's mechayev dalet misas bezdin. So the mechayev is din. The mechayev is din. There's a psak din, and the psak din is to mete out his punishment. The psak that he has a din misa, right? So there's a psak din and the carrying out of the din. The bitzua of the din, the carrying out of the din is giving misa. Where does it come from? From where is it? It comes from a chiyuv misas bezdin. Bezdin pasket a chiyuv, and you do it. Halacha v'kainam pagim bay is a whole different thing. There's no din. There's no psak. There's no psak. There's no chiyuv that we pasken the guy is chayev misa, now go kill him. Right. So his din misa. I would put it this way. Normally, the din misa that bepoil comes from a mechayev of misa, right? Comes a mechayev a chiyuv misa. Bezdin paskins a chiyuv, and we give misa. This misa doesn't come from din, because there is no din. There is no din. Bezdin, it's ein bayrin kein. The bezdin will tell you no. And fakert, and moreover, if the guy kills him, let's say the kanoim paigim, but even with the kanoim paigim, but if let's say he's coming to kill the guy, and the guy kills him, the guy's putter, because he who's coming to kill him, the guy, the kanoi, has a dinner of a raidah. So if the guy kills him, he's putter. Right? So you have an interesting thing that you can, you have a, you can, you carry out a bitzua of a misa in the Baal Aramis without a chiv. Right? So we'd have to know, where does this come from? A chiv misa, when you have a chiv to kill a guy, comes to the fact that bezdin paskin that you have a chiv to kill a guy. Right? Where does this misa come from? So I think the clearest way to say it, and we'll be masberit as we go along, is if normally the chiv misa comes from din, comes from year av and din, this chiyuv misa of this din misa of kanoim paikim bay comes from Ava. It comes from Ava. It's not a mechayev of din that we pask in the din and the guy's chayev misa. It comes from Ava. What's Ava? What's the kanoi? What's the emes kanoi? The kanoi is someone who is. What's this din of violence here that you could just go and kill the guy? The kanoi is so consumed, his whole essence is consumed with the Chil Hashem, with the state of Klal Yisrael, the bizoyin of Klal Yisrael, that they're in such a matzav, and the miut of Kvod Shamayim al Yidei such a matzav, he's so moved by that that he has to rectify the situation. Right? He's so moved by it that he has to rectify the situation. His ava, his feeling for Hashras Hashchina, his feeling for Kedushas Yisrael, for the Madrega of Klal Yisrael, is so strong that it's literally a no-brainer. It's not even a machshava to think. He just moved to do it. He just moved to do it. So the mechayev is this ava, this her gargosha of a chisaron in Klal Yisrael and a pgia in Kvod Hashem, in Kvod Shamayim. And that's what's mechayev him. That's what pushes him to go. That's why it's a lot of American. If you have to stop and think and you have to ask about it, so then you're making a rational decision. So if you're a rational decision, so you're not that kind of. It comes from ava. It comes from chesed. It comes from ava. It comes from Ava and it comes from Faker. Klal Yisrael is in a broken state if they're holding by such a thing where such a thing could go on, right? It's to recreate, to put Klal Yisrael back together, excise from Klal Yisrael the cancer, right, from Klal Yisrael, and thereby make Klal Yisrael Shalim again. That's what this din of the killing by Ol HaRabbis is. You know, it says over here, so Rashi brings Zalufi that the Shvatim were Vazahim Ruhim Ru ben Puti Zer, right? Shepitim Aviimoy, but we got Golim Lavedazora, and he now went and killed the Yid. Like, you know, what were? So okay, so what's the taich of it? The taich of it is saying they're telling him, you can't possibly have done this. Kulay l'shem shamayim, because you have goy genes in you, right? You have not those genes. So that part of your genetic of your ruchniyistic genetic makeup would preclude your being totally consumed by that. So there has to be a desire to mete out punishment, a desire to kill involved in that, and that's already not kanoim poigim. Comes the Eibishter and says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. The ganze mahus of Pinchas, Allah physically, it was true, Pitem Avihim Yagolim Lavinazara, but the genetic, the ruchniyistic genetic makeup of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen was such that there was nothing in him in that sense, zero, nothing in him of anything other than Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. Beautiful pshat, that's what I understand what it's saying over here. Factor of Chaim Shmulev is a simple shayla. It says it twice. It says it at the end of Parshas Balak. Pinchas ben Elazar, Yikach Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. And what does Rashi say there? Zero. Rashi says nothing. If you're stelling on this Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, the question being, the Torah doesn't tell you his yichas back unless there's some significance, some need to impart to you by telling you that. So if you have that question, you have that question already in when it says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen in Parshas Balak. So why did Rashi wait till here in Parshas Pinchas to tell you? So Reb Chaim said he said it's mamish what we're saying. What was the question? Why did what prompts this pshat in Rashi? Because otherwise, why did it have to say Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen? So Reb Chaim in Parshas Balak, I have no kasha why it said Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. His nusach was, because there it's telling you the Hilchas Kanoi is when he's doing it. Who can be a Kanoi? Only somebody who's a Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, the Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom. If you're coming Mikayach Oyev Shalom and Roidev Shalom, then you can be a Kanoi. A person who is today's sort of kanoi, who is has a tia towards wasting time throwing stones. What other things they do? That's not coming from. I mean, if it is, it is. But I would generally somehow get the idea that it's not. It's not coming from Ayev Shalom and Reiv Shalom. Who can be a Kanoi? There is the Aleph Beis of Kanoias. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. He's the one who can come and Vayikach Roy Machen to go do it. And to go do it. Nobody else. Only about Pinchas ben Elazar coming from the Ayev Shalom and Reiv Shalom. Oh, that's why in Parshas Bullock there's nothing to ask. He has to say that because that's the Aleph Beis of Kanoias. In here in Parshas Pinchas, you already said that. We knew you taught us the Aleph Beis of Kanois. Why does it have to chazer over and say again, Pinchas ben Elazar b'Aaron HaKohen? Here Rashi says, here already it doesn't. I don't need it to tell me the Aleph Beis of Kanois. You told me that already at the end of Parshas Molech. So now it's taka extra. If it's extra, he has this thing of Shehayu Ashvatim Vazanois saying they said Rubutizim. So again, what's the aside? What's Kanois? Where does Kanois come from? Ava. Right. Ava and Shalom. Ava Shalom. Ava Shalom means I want everything to be working harmoniously for Kvod Shamayim. That's where everything comes from. That's where everything comes from. Sosemis says this type of an idea in his own way. At the end of Parshas Bullock, it says, Vayikach, where Pinchas came, Vayikach Reimach Biyodah. In fact, this Sosemis, a good deal. Biyodah is extra. When I think he took it, it was toes. It says, What it should have said was, Vayokam itecha eda, Vayikach reimach, and he did. What do you think? Vayikach reimach, he took it with his hands. Of course, he took it with his hands. Says the Sfasemis, it's coming to be Meramez this Nechuda. It's coming to be Meramez. His lave was not involved at all in the taking of a reimach to kill. The lave was Ava crying for Klal Yisrael. The reaction, what it brought him to do, it was a yoda, it was a pure physical act, nothing, it was a knee-jerk reaction to do what he had to do, machmas, the ava that he had in his life. So it was vayikach, it was only the biyoda, physically, a biyoda he took it. But the lave was to be metakin, the matzav of Klal Yisrael. His nusach was rak lirmois, ki lo yhoya kol lekichas pinchas, al tzad ritzicha laroik nefesh. There was no brain involved, no seichel, hergish involved, in a ritzicha to kill somebody. Rak biyodoi likach, rak biyodoi likach, lokach roimach. Aval ikar kavanosa yamachshavtei, hoye betfila b'avodas Hashem. It was betfila to the Eibishter to restore things the way they were, and for avodas Hashem. Kiddich siv. Now this is already not so poshet. There's a capital in Tillim which recounts this whole story of Pinchas. It's capital Kuvov. So there in Pasuk Lamed it says Vayamidin, whatever it is, and then it says Vayefalo. So he's learning what it was betfila. He's learning Vayefalo is Miloshim Tfila. So the truth is, Ebenezer and the Mitzudas don't. They learn it's like he made a mishpat in his mind, whatever. But there is the Targum there says. Vikom Pinchas v'tzoli. Pinchas came and was mispalel v'iskal yachamsa and Moisna and the Mavis and the Magefa stopped. Vayfalo was vayispalel. Pinchas was vayispalel. Pinchas was kulay tefila that the Eibishter should bring things back the way it's supposed to be. Kvod Shamayim Shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Right. What did that whole feeling of being consumed with that tefillah bring? That by rote, just the yad took the roimach and did it. But there was no premeditated taking a roimach, I want to take this to kill. There's no conscious decision, take this to kill. It's you're moved by the pgiyah and klal Yisrael, just brings you to do it. It's nothing more than a vayikach roimach biyodai. That's what this Sefer says. It's coming to say with biyodai. Now, so that means, what does that mean? What are we saying? I'll show you another interesting balaturim. That means that, Ba'etzem, it's not the killing that's the main objective. That's the way it's carried, it's accomplished, right? But the objective is Klal Yisrael has this cancer in it. It has this nega in it, which is a pgiyah in Klal Yisrael. It's a chisorin in Klal Yisrael. And it's also Memelech Hesar and Kreit Shemayim, right? He wants to excise, to take out the Pagiyah of Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of what this is doing. So the Iker Matar is the way to make sure that it's out as it happens to be healing. But the idea is, the what's Be'etzim going on over here is taking it out of Klal Yisrael, right? An operation to take this Ruchni is the cancer out of Klal Yisrael. So it shouldn't make Klal Yisrael sick, and it would be Marba Koy Chamayim. The Baal HaTurim says, Vayikach Roimach. Roimach is Oisi Ois Cherem, Sha'aso Cherem. What's the Baal HaTurim want? What's the Baal HaTurim want? Okay, Roimach is Oisi Ois Cherem. What's Roimach Cherem? What's it got to do with it? Cherem is touching up. But what's Cherem? Put someone in Cherem. Get him out. Cherem is separating from him. The Etzem thing, what the Kanoi is doing, that's not Ritzicha. That the Biyodah is taking the Biyodah, and that's how the Mitzvah Shtelzachah is, how it manifests itself. Biyisod, what's going on over here? It's excising, taking this Ruchni Yizdike Machla out of Klal Yisrael. Out of Klal Yisrael. That's Cherem. That's Be'etzem. The Etzem game plan over here is to take this Machla out of Klal Yisrael. That's the Taichin this Balatur. So now, the that, it's not an answer to our question, what's the Midah Keneged Midah, the question doesn't start. What was the question? Tachas Asher Kine Lelikov, that's why he got Kohona, because Tachas is Midah B'Midah. What's the Midah B'Midah? He killed two people. I remember seeing Abel, the Biskirov, sort of asked the Kasha, like, or someone paraphrased what the Biskirov said, I don't think he said it like that. Right? He says, yeah, you know, you have now the World Cup, the soccer games, right? The football games, call it what you'd like. Right? So Shtelzachvar at the end, there comes the champion, right? There comes the champion, and you give him a trophy, right? And you give him a trophy of a guy shooting a basketball. Right? Who are you giving a basketball trophy for somebody who's playing football? Right? So that's how they bring the thing. The guy, you're giving somebody, You're giving him Brisi Shalom and Bris Kunas Olam for killing two people. I want to say you're a good citizen. If I see him, hire him in the police force. Or if he's good at killing people, say you can be a policeman from Afghanistan. You know, you have great potential to beat Haredim, whatever it is. But what with it, Brisi Shalom? But the answer is, of course it is. Because what's the whole mice of Kanois? The whole mice of Kanois is to restore Klal Yisrael from its low madrega, where you could have a Boyal Aramis, to restore the sanctity of Klal Yisrael, the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, to be machzer them to their limud, to their maimed, right? To their maimed. What do the Kayanim do? What do Kayanim do? Kayanim bring karbonis to be a chaper of Klal Yisrael, right? You want to excise this ruchniistic growth from Klal Yisrael because it makes Klal Yisrael broken and not functioning in a harmonious way to be Marbek Vayit Shamay. And what's the opposite of that? Shalom. That it's Shalom, it's Shleimus of Klal Yisrael that is functioning harmoniously, and there is Vayit Shamay. So for doing this act and returning, to borrow a term, being Machzer HaTorah LeYoshna, right, for doing that, what's the appropriate Schar? Prisi Shalom. It's the ultimate mitzvah. That's the one said something. I once said years ago when it says in the Nesan is Brisi Shalom, so there's a vav ketiyah, there's a vav that's cut off. What's that coming to tell you? Sometimes to restore shalom, you have to break something. Right? Sometimes shalom isn't the person when you have a ruchni is dick of cancer and Klal Yisrael. To say, yes, I'll look the other way and everything's fine and everything's good and everything, that's not shalom. That's not shalom. That's bluff. That's a facade of I don't know what. Sometimes you have to make a ketiyah. Vav, by the way, vav is a vav, vav is an ois of chibur. Right? You take that ois of chibur, sometimes you have to sever that chibur with somebody and cheirem, and take him, vayikach roimach and cheirem, take him out in order to restore shalom. That's why there's a vav ketiyah. There's a vav ketiyah in shalom. Now this yisoid that we're saying, that the Mice of Kanois comes from Ava, that's Be'etzim a Hanhoga, it's a Kiyum in a sense of Halachta B'Drochav, it's a Kiyum of the whole Mahalach, what we can learn from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Gemara, famous Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tesa Mid Aleph, says, talks about the Kruvim, says, Ketzad Hein Aimdin, how are the Kruvim Aimdin? Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chad Omar Pneyem Isha Lochiv. One says they're facing each other. Chad Omar Pneyem Labayz. That they're not facing each other. In fact, the Gemara, Ulamanda Omar Pneyem Isha Lochiv. How could there be a Manda Omar? The Manda Omar say that they're facing Isha Lochiv. Hoksiv, there's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis. Upneim Labayz. So we see there is such a Matthias of Pneim Labayz. And for the Gemara Loi Kasha, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Eisim Ritzayin Shel Mokum, Kan Bizman She Ein Yisrael Eisim Ritzayin Shel Mokum. When it's Eisim Ritzayin Shel Mokum, so that's Pneim Zel Zeh. When it's Ein Eisim Ritzayin Shel Mokum, so that's Pneim Labayz. It's Pneim Labayz. So there's a Yadua, a famous Kasha, the Ritva asks there, from a Sugi and Yuma, Dafni Nundalit Amit Beis. There it says, the Bishor Shenichtesum Nochrim Lehechel, when they came to be Machriv Dubayas, when the Nochrim, Bishor Shenichtesum Nochrim Lehechel, Ro, Kruvim, Amurim, Zebazeh, they were facing each other, they were embracing each other. But you just told me that Bizman HaChurban, that we learned from the Gemara in Ba'obasar, that Bizman HaChurban, they were Pneim El Abayas, not Pneim Zelzeh. I mean, that when Ein Eisem Ritzayim Shal Mokar, right? And if the Eibishter was coming to be Machriv to Beis Hamikdash, it must be evidence of the ultimate Ein Ritzayim, Ein Eisem Ritzayim Shal Mokum, otherwise he wouldn't be destroying the Mikdash. So again, there's a Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you can see it in Sichas Musar, Maimer Behei, I heard it live. It's also in Maimer Kuf Gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give an Einish only B'teich Ava. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga, in Beis Din, where you have a judicial system, you have a Chiyuv Misa, and you have that. By the Eibishter is Kulay Teiv, is only coming to be Meitiv. The Eibishter, even when if he's meeting out, then the Kruvim are facing away. When he's coming to be Machriv the Beis Hamikdash, that's only Miteich Ava. You think it's the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash is not anger, Rachmana Litzlan. It's not anger, it's not vengeance, it's not anything, it's Ava. It's coming from the Ava of Klal Yisrael. The Nusach was, only with the Gresta Ava can you do such an Einish. But the biggest Ava can you do. So when he's coming to make the Churban, you come in, they're Takav Rav, they're Ma'urav, they're Ma'urin Zebaseh. That's the Taich of that Chazal. He used to bring it. It also says, the Gemara says, we know that Avram Avinu, right, cast off Yishmol, Lech Mechem Asmaim, basically al derech hateva to die, right, which is seemingly an act of extreme cruelty. And then went by the Akedah, says, Kach es bincha, es yitchitcha, sher ahavta, es yitzvok, right? Kach es bincha, shnei banim yeshli. Es yechidcha, ze yachid le'imai, v'ze yachid le'imai. Asher ohavta, es shneiem ani oyev. Es yitzchok. Shneiem ani oyev, you threw the guy out to die. Shneiem ani oyev. If Avraham Avinu felt that he gave this einish to him out to die, you can only do that mitaych ava. Such an einish, you can only give an einish Miteich Ava. So Meredith Maisa, her cousin from the Matisyo, the Tzadik Lebracha, his Rebbe was Rebbe Eliel Lapian. Rebbe Maisa, he was in Kfar Chassidim, where Rebbe Eliel was Mashgiach Yehudi there for about 9 months. But Rebbe Eliel, but he was a rabbi for life, and he used to come back, and tremendous cash. He said a story when he was there. The practice in Kfar Chassidim was, maybe they should institute it here, that at a certain point by Shacharis, towards the very beginning of Shacharis, right, at a certain point in Shacharis, they locked the doors. So it's clear that you missed. And obviously the guy who didn't come, Rebellion, dealt with it. So there was one Eber Chacham who figured he's going to avoid this. He comes, oh, yeah, it's locked. So he climbed in through the window. Problem is Rebbe Yisrael. So Rebbe Yisrael comes over to him, calls him over, comes over to him after davening. And first of all, gave him a whole shmooze about Gneva, Gneva's Das, and do that no matter what and for what you're doing, it's something that you're not marveling yourself, B'shumayf, and upon you shouldn't have done it, he gave him to Chacham. And then he said a line which is unbelievable line. If you would know how much I love you, I would slap you. The whole Musa Sefer in that one line. You deserve to be slapped. But you have to be able to understand that that slap is coming mitai chava. If you would be on the darga, if you would know how much ava I have, and that it's coming mitai chava, then it has an effect. Teichacha, when it's me'ava, has an effect. If a teichacha, it's interesting. I think it's the Meiri in Mishlei. Pirush HaMeiri and Mishlei said, when it says Musa Avicha, what's Avicha? Why is it Shema? Because Avicha is called for Musa because the Musa is only effective if the Musari, right, appreciates the fact that it's coming mitai chava, right? A son understands that if the father is telling him, so the father is telling him mitai chava. And the father is telling him mitai chava, so it's most likely. He's most likely to accept what the father's saying because it's only effective in Avin. But what do we see? This whole thing, only Einish, Techacha, the Eibishter's Einish, Avram Avinu's Darga by Yishmael, you can only, there's an Einish has to come Mitech Avin. Techacha has to come Mitech Ahav of the person. We have two very big limudim from this, from the hanhog of the Rabbi Nishalot. Number one is the other side of it. Even when a person has yisurim, if the Eibishter is only manish mitai chava, right? So then the person on the receiving end of the yisurim, let's say, should appreciate that the Eibishter wouldn't do it to harm me. I have to have these yisurim. It's mitai chava because that's what I need. That's what's good for me. Gives you a certain perspective to be able to accept and grow from yisurim rather than becoming discouraged from it. Because fakert, if the Eibishter loves me, therefore he is doing that. So it obviously has to be that what he's doing is for my benefit. Right? It's not pain for pain's sake. It's not pain for pain's sake. That's the Nechama Shabbat and how an approach to Yisur. And on the other hand, to understand, to learn that in our lives, how we give to Techacha, whether it's to kids, whether it's to friends, whether it's to Talmid, whatever it is, any situation, the only way that you're sanctioned to do such a thing is if it's coming with Techacha. That's the Yisod of Ben Sayyid. He's coming from a place of Ava. He's coming from a place of vayefalel, that he was mispalel to the Eibishter. He wants the ganzkeit, the wholeness, the complete harmonious existence of Klal Yisrael and Ribuy of Kvod Shemayim. That motivates himself to do something which alpanav is above ketiyah, which alpanav is something which is violent, but be'etzem, if it's coming from that, it's be'etzem a restoration of shalom, for which the midah k'neged midah is risi shalom and risku l'saylam. Shalom.